Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced?
Basketball doesn't work that way.
I hear you, and it hurts me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. How you feeling? We're getting there, Guru.
Why would you have to look at the clock to answer that question?
Because I just wanted to, sometimes we do shows and I lose track of what segment we're in, but now I know we're an hour away from Willard and Dibs telling us how we should have done our show today.
No, they don't do that anymore.
What? How many times did Dibbley text
Willard's
you today?
Willard's
the best. We know that. God, how many times did Dibs text you today?
Twice, because he would listen to the show. He's a P1.
What did
my
he
mentor,
text?
The two names
okay.
For famous White Sox players.
Who did he have?
You know what? I'm married, so I have experience in this. I'm going to bite my tongue because I read exactly who he had. And I named one of the players Dibs had before I went, look, Shoeless Joe. And what can you tell me, Steiny, not Jamie, about Nelly Fox?
He was in the previous century.
That was Dibs' guy. That was his name.
Here was a great one. Danny Boy High Fit, Paul Konerko.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Is it really?
Well, what?
That's a good compliment. Yeah, gotcha.
Okay. Lifetime home runs, Paul Konerko.
I would say
bet $100 on it.
Well, I ain't betting $100.
I would say
less than Frank Thomas.
No doubt.
392.
I'm gonna say way less. 285.
Oh, I'd say like 415.
I didn't trust myself.
Konerko played for a long time.
Are we gonna get the answer? Let me look right
you
now.
How many?
Dude.
Wow.
Boy was a baller.
Yeah. Okay. What's
440.
Oh my gosh, who gets it? Yeah, you did, boy.
What's the most he hit in a season?
Go ahead, Eddie.
41.
Damn.
But he almost hit 40 like 5 times.
Huh. Well, that was the steroid era, right?
No. Well. They used to do greenies, Steiny.
That was Willie Mays.
No, that was Dykstra when they play the day game the night game.
He did more than greenies.
Liddy, that's my guy.
Hey, we had Brian Geltz. You know what? I'm doing an audible. I'm calling on an audible.
Omaha?
Yeah. Because you wanted to talk about this, but you got to set it up. Because how do I want to put this? Okay, so let's talk basketball. Well, we got to get Steiny's input because he's the man. What does Steiny think? Basketball. But this has to do with social media and Instagram. So I was hoping you could set this up because I guess Ayuk's been active.
Now I have, this is what I love.
Help me.
Okay, because I said this is what I was going to go away from, but it's kind of hard. So this started over the weekend, and the beautiful thing about it is, Steiny, we are, not me, you, Evan, and I, Evan might be like, leave me out of it. We're asking for the public's help too. So I saw Julio Jones, the great Julio Jones, go on a podcast again.
All right.
And talk about his Super Bowl performance when they lost 28-3. They lost that lead. And he talked about four or five targets, and he blamed offensive coordinator. Okay, so if you want to call that years later a shot at Kyle for that soundbite, but that's how Julio took it.
It was, right?
So I'm on IG, and I see in Ayuk's story, he's got a picture of Julio Jones in a Falcon uniform. And I thought it was odd, but I'm thinking to myself, okay, what's this? Because people now, these youngsters, communicate through their social media. So I saw the picture of Julio Jones, and then I was just doing my research, not looking or snooping. Shout out Snoop. I got the sound from Julio Jones saying why he felt like he had low production in the Super Bowl.
All right.
So I thought to myself, okay, so is Ayuk advocating what Julio Jones was saying because he had an experience in the Super Bowl where his production was minimal? I believe it was four targets. You remember in the Super Bowl where they lost it lost in overtime. So nothing there. But I said, if I'm his coach, maybe Kyle doesn't know Julio Jones said that. How would that look if, you know, somebody says something about Nahegan and I'm putting their picture up on my – it's almost like I'm in agreeance or I'm not on the same page. Nothing to see here, right?
No, but I wouldn't necessarily say – I mean – we've seen this before from receivers and including a tight end for the Niners. We can get into that in a minute. But no, it sounds to me like Ayuk's making a point of saying, see, I don't get enough touches either, just like Julio Jones. That's what it sounds like to me.
But you just got paid an enormous contract.
Right, but
a lot of people, just real quick, didn't like how, and I was one of them, Ayuk handled his business before he got the contract, going public, talking to Jaden Daniels, y'all come get me. But I thought after you got paid and the team did what it did and caved in and gave you your bread, you would be a happy soldier. But what happens, Donnie? You went and got hurt in multiple places. You had multiple fractures. So right now, you're on the sideline. But now he has on his Twitter, his IG feed, 2005 T.O., when he played seven games for the Eagles, got suspended, and traded to Dallas. He's got on his IG feed that picture
of him doing sit-ups in his driveway or whatever.
So I'm like, I'm just asking, Stoney, what message and who are you sending to, and why are you so mad? Would you just give me this? I don't know, but it's odd. Do you want out after you got paid? Are you mad at the Niners because you got hurt? I'm just saying to you and anybody that'll listen, Stoney, this is still weird from Brandon Ayuk, who I guess what I'm saying to you and asking myself, what could you be mad at?
I mean,
you got everything.
Well, he didn't.
They asked you and had places for you to get traded to from my sources. You said no. You didn't want to lead a bay. So why is T.O., why do you look like you're disgruntled?
Because he doesn't think he gets the ball enough. Like, what? That's an easy one. He compared, you know, he put that photo of Julio Jones up there complaining about not getting enough targets.
In the Super Bowl, okay.
Yeah, he feels the same way. He probably felt like, I didn't get the ball enough before my contract extension. I didn't get the ball enough after my contract extension.
Well, then I'm out,
and that's.
They paid you, man.
See,
they paid you. For real. Won the negotiation. They paid you. And the money to me is more important than the stats. And you're still, and this is the worst part. You're hurt. You are hurt. And you're trying to just cause confusion. I don't know, but I don't like it. That's all I'm going to say.
You know what I remember?
You had a chance to get up out of here. If you're mad, shame on you, bud. You got the bread.
I said this last year before he got hurt, and you fought me on it. Oh, I remember like it was yesterday. I said, Goo, they made a mistake with Ayuk. They made a mistake. And you were like, oh, Stein.
Yeah.
They made a mistake.
Apollo Crews saying the same thing in the chat. I wanted him to get paid.
He's a good receiver, but they paid him like a great receiver. He's a good receiver.
But why is, if I'm correct and this is him being disgruntled, you got the bag. You can't play the game.
But he wants the numbers. He wants numbers, Goo. He wants 1,700 yards receiving. He wants 11 targets a game.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And you ain't getting that on a run first team.
Okay. Listen, Stoney, to your point, if they made a mistake,
they did.
And this is how you reward the team that gave you the money after you getting hurt. You got hurt. They didn't make you get hurt. I think this is a mistake now. If this is him really upset about still being a 49er, and that's what I find offensive.
I don't know if he's mad about being a 49er, but he's taking the opportunities that he's had to make it clear that he thinks he should have a bigger role. Again, he did it before the contract extension. He's done it after the contract extension. He thinks he is Justin Jefferson.
But you're almost getting paid like
right, but he looks at it like you would expect a guy like him to look like it. It's if he's getting $30 million a year, he wants to have the ball thrown to him like the guys who make $30 million a year.
But can I just say like this, Donnie, why I'm just blown away? Brandon, you're hurt right now. All you should be concerned with is rehab and being the best version of yourself. So why are you all of a sudden, Stoney, and if I'm correct, he's unfollowed the team. Like he's not following the Niners. Now maybe he went back and refollowed them. But that's out there. Why are you becoming a distraction? That's what we talked about, the Niners, a clean off season. And now I could be wrong, but I'm not. I seen what I saw on his IG. And if I'm a teammate or a coach, I'm like, God, dog, what do I got to do for you to be cool? Why are you acting up like a child?
Because I'm just trying to tell you what he could be thinking. And I believe in his mind, the injury portion is irrelevant.
Wow.
It's irrelevant.
Man.
He got hurt.
Man.
He's probably like, you play football,
but you
get
got
hurt.
Paid too.
Right. But he still doesn't get, he doesn't like his role. He wants the ball more. It's not hard to figure out, right?
Wow. Well, then I'll just say this, Donnie. It sounds like from all reports, they had a chance to ship you here and there. And Kyle told us about the fax machine running in, pulling the plug, and they thought differently. But if you really felt that way, then you should have stood 10 toes down on, you know, getting a new locale.
Well, maybe he thought that if they were going to pay him $30 million, they might use him more.
Well, what did we get four games of that?
I'm not agreeing with Ayuk, but I do think one of the, like, if you look at it from Brandon Ayuk's point of view.
Help me.
You're looking at it wrong. You're looking at it as though the 49ers gave him $30 million. Just shut up and do your role. No, that's not how it works. They gave him $30 million, and he wants to be the man. He wants more of a role. Like, it would be like, Guru, you getting a monster. It's not really the same. You getting a monster raise, and them saying, well, let's say drive time's the best.
Okay.
All right? Guru, we're going to give you a lot of money, but you ain't doing drive time. Well, but you want to do drive time because that's the big one.
But if you pay me like I'm doing drive time,
that's not how it works.
Good.
That's not how it works. You want to be in the big spot. If you're a player like that, and I'm not saying he's right. I'm just saying he doesn't look at it as though, well, now I got 30, so whatever they want to do with me is fine. He's saying,
wow,
I got 30.
Stoney, I'm shocked at you.
Give me, at me?
No.
I'm not agreeing with him. No. I'm just trying to figure out what he's upset about.
Well, the point that has me scratching my head is you got hurt so fast in the season that maybe that would have happened. So why are you doing this as if you played 17 games?
Well, we're also looking at
I'm disappointed in him. I just, and then he did another post. I'm going to read to you, Stoney, where he's basically telling everybody to shut up and yada, 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 yada. But I just can't believe My man got the bag. I wanted him to get the bag. You get hurt. But now you've come out from under a rock sending all these subliminals. And the TO is you want out of here. That's all it can be.
I don't know that. I think he wants to be here and get thrown the ball more. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Man, Stani.
I think you also got to look at it from his point of view. So when you get paid,
okay,
like he got paid, all right, but you're not a target like the other guys are targets who are getting paid what you're getting paid. If your production is not like theirs,
okay,
you're going to get criticized, even though it's not all your fault.
And we only had a small sample size.
He does not
want
to be a $30 million receiver that only gets the ball thrown to him five times so that people say, why did we pay him $30 million? He's only getting the ball four or five times. Well, because that's the way we do things here in San Francisco.
So if you
want the ball more, it's not that hard.
Or is this a something like this is a real issue?
Goo. The 49ers had three pass catchers last year, all of whom bitched at one point.
All right.
George Kittle,
I'll get you.
Debo Samuel,
I'll get you.
And Ayuk.
I got you.
They've all complained about not getting the ball enough.
I get you.
So that's just like, to me, I chalk that up.
So what if you're Kyle and you see this now? It's nothing?
Doesn't matter.
I think it does.
Okay.
Because when you get
what are you supposed to do if you're Kyle? Change the game plan for a guy?
Check him or buff him or call him or ask him what's going on.
It's not the way.
What more do you need from me or us? We paid you, man. And if you thought the money, all money is not good money, you would have been like, get me up out of here. Like, I just can't. I'm just blown away that he's hurt, partner, and he's doing this and you got paid. You lose me with that. Now you're being a distraction when you can't even ball. You're not there week one. You're not going to be there week two. We don't know when you're coming back. Why are you being a problem? Or why are you causing confusion among us?
And I think Kyle Shanahan would tell you he's not.
Mm.
And whether that would be coach speak or not, I'm not sure. But again,
he got wide receiver one money and he's crying?
Because he wants to be he wants to be a pass catcher like a number one.
Okay,
and they're not letting him be. Again, I am not siding with Ayuk. I'm just trying to figure out what he could be mad about, and I got to believe it's because he thinks he should be used more. But what I'm getting at is, you know, you saying, oh my gosh, this is a big deal. Well, I'm just thinking, I remember last year, Shanahan got asked about Debo Samuel going on to social media saying he didn't get the ball enough. And I know that Shanahan was asked about Kittle's comments in the locker room after a loss where he didn't have a lot of catches after an early big first quarter. It's like that's
Debo's
what coaches
been traded, Steiny.
Okay, that's what coaches deal with or not deal with it. Mm. Like to me, that is welcome to 2025.
But we talked about it all last year.
How many receivers have done this
season?
Could we list on two hands?
How many have done it after they gotten paid? I'll wait.
I don't know.
How many have done it after they gotten paid? That's what's so incredulous about this, man. You got the bag, and then you got hurt. They didn't hurt you.
Again, I'm not like you can't understand what you.
No, I understand.
Okay.
But who cries after they get paid?
He doesn't win the 17 games
and not getting the ball.
He doesn't think that the 49ers gifted him a $30 million contract. He didn't sign a $30 million contract or whatever it was so that the team could say, now keep your mouth shut and we'll throw it to you when we throw it to you. He clearly doesn't want to be a guy making $30 million a year where everybody says, how come he's only catching four balls a game? Like, again, I do not agree with it necessarily, but I could totally see why he brings it up because receivers, that's what they do. They always do it. How about this? Apollo Crews. Ayuk is jealous of Juwan Jennings. because maybe
remember
Purdy had, throws to him more. I don't, you know, I'm sure it's got something to do with that.
Man. I get your premise on the receivers are divas and maybe year two or three in a deal, but man, this dude got hurt. And I would feel like I let the team down by not being out there. You paid me. That would make me feel doubly worse. And now I'm crying and I can't even contribute. I mean, make that make sense.
When he's healthy, he wants the ball more. That's what he's saying. Let's go to Ryan in Irvine. Hey, Ryan, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm good, guys. Thanks. Hey, I'm with you, Guru. You just made a point. How many receivers have negotiated a contract, gotten paid everything they wanted, and then complained about how they're being used? Wow. But here's what I think. Ayuk is not over the Super Bowl. He's not over how he feels he was underutilized in that Super Bowl. Man. He's still in his feelings about that. But here's what I think's funny. Him and his agent negotiated a contract that I guess brought to light all of the intangible things about him as a receiver, right? You know, they negotiated how good of a blocker he is.
Sure.
The downfield blocking, all this stuff, right? They used it as a negotiation to get him the money he wanted. So he gets that money. It's not necessarily based on numbers that other receivers are putting up because he's not utilized like that. So he gets paid a contract he's happy with, and now he's switching it up. He's saying, well, actually, in addition to the money that you gave me, I want to be used differently. Mm. Dude, you had the opportunity to leave here. You had the opportunity to go into a different offense where you could be utilized the way you think you should. You chose to stay here. And this is what's interesting. He has a teammate in the same locker room as him that has a lot of similarities. George Kittle doesn't get the ball as much as he probably should. But all his other intangible skills, his blocking, how he's utilized as an offensive lineman, makes him so valuable that he gets paid a justified amount because of his skills. Ayuk, take a lesson from your teammate. Shut up, stop bitching, and get on board.
Appreciate the call, Ryan.
Man,
I don't know if he's got that in him.
Ooh.
That is, and, man.
Spit it out.
I dated a young lady before I was single.
Oh, I was going to say.
I won't say her name.
Wait. You dated?
She cheated on me multiple times.
You know what you just said. I dated a young lady before I was married. Single.
Before I was married, yeah. So she cheated on me multiple times. Four.
I'm out.
And
how many?
After the third, four. I needed therapy from Red, Silk, Basie, Relaford. Okay, they all had to talk to me and be like, you know what? If you're going to be this hurt and stony, I was hurt. Like, you come over, I was single, have my own spot, bottles everywhere, just hurt. And I chose to get hurt the fourth time by taking her back after she said she wouldn't do it again.
Such a good guy.
So Ayuk was in a position, like the caller said, you guys will never utilize me the way that I need. So let's just go through with that deal wherever it's at. He turned that down. Mm-hmm. And now you're hurt. The team had to try to fill the void of not having you, and now you're posting cryptic stuff of...
It's not cryptic. He wants the ball more. From the text line, 415, he's not asking for money. He's asking for targets.
But he's doing it like an infant.
Okay, well, he's a receiver.
And he's
their children.
Oh, Steiny, they paid him, and this is the thanks we get?
I am not sticking up for him, but, you know, it's like, guess what?
What?
These are great athletes. Many of them are not fully formed adults.
I'm shocked, man. Like, he's
I'm shocked
got more nerve.
This shocks you.
Yeah, no, he's got more nerve than a little bit. And I was pro Ayuk. Pay that man. Yeah. And they paid them.
Yeah.
And now you're at home hurt.
How could you not see this coming?
I don't want to call it hush money. That was the ultimate sign of respect. Unfortunately, in this world, money is the ultimate sign of respect of people in the working class.
Okay, I'll be honest with you, and I'm doing this just to pick at you. That's not the ultimate sign of respect. The ultimate sign of respect is utilizing him more because you believe he's that great. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that? Yeah.
No, we talk about Stephen A. Smith.
I don't.
He's got 12 jobs. ESPN's running them in the ground. You know what I mean? Like, no, that's not it, Stoney. It's like, you tell me if they were to give me a buku raise.
Let's use Stephen A. Smith. If they said, look, we're going to give you 20, let's say he was making 5.
Yeah.
We're going to give you 20, but you're not going to have any extra platforms, and you're just going to be doing what you do.
I think he'd probably be the happiest man in the world.
I don't, because I think he's a guy who actually likes to work and wants to be in the mix. And all I'm saying is, like, some people want more of a role.
And I know where I'm real quick, Evan, do you think am I doing too much true detective on this? Or
I do think you're telling a lot about yourself to the people right now.
Well, the cheating, she hurt me. But Ayuk, what could he be mad at, Evan?
I'm
asking Evan. You're just doing what the opposite, and I get it, but you don't
He's
feel
mad
that.
At his targets.
I actually kind of am with Goo. Like, he wasn't playing very well even before he got hurt.
No
and then
doubt.
He finally got the ball. I think it was against the Patriots, and the team stinks. And then maybe he thought I was back, and again, then he got hurt. It's like, you don't show up for training camp. You're not there because you get your money. And then you want the ball, but you're not in good condition to get the ball because you can't get open because you haven't practiced him because you wanted the money because you want to negotiate. Like, seriously, just like what do you want right now? Because you're the problem.
Wow. No, I think all those things are fair. I'm not saying either one of you are wrong at all. But
do it like a pro. Don't put T.O. in his driveway, which is sending to Niner fans, I want out.
Well, these guys aren't mature. And
I think
I think it's a cop out too, but everybody does it. Most receivers are passive aggressive when it comes to that kind of thing. And they'll go to social media. And we saw it last year. We've seen it before with Ayuk.
Also,
I'm not saying you guys are wrong.
He's comparing himself to Terrell Owens. Like, T.O.'s a Hall of Famer. He's a top 5 receiver of all time. Like, what is he doing?
I'm disappointed, Stoney. If you're right, there's a way to pick up the phone, have a conversation. You got ample time, but to go on the phone and IG, this is what I deemed McCaffrey when we got news that there was a calf issue, and y'all laughed at me because I was like, oh boy, this is on its way to becoming a distraction. That's all I'm saying. And your
he's
ass
not even
is hurt,
around the team.
And that makes it worse.
Yeah,
get better.
I mean, I'm not.
Maybe he's going through something because he's hurt.
Maybe he's just a diva wide receiver like a lot of people. 888-957-9570 is the number. We can top off this conversation. Yeah. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No. That's gone too far.
I'm ready to go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Just, hey, you got the over in the Angels Red Sox game?
No, you got to have money to bet.
Uh-oh.
Gotta what have happened?
What did happen?
I'm getting ready for a vacation, guys. I'm going to family reunion.
When?
Oh my God, that's right. Dude, my bad. You should be in Hollywood.
No, honestly, June snuck up on me. I forgot. Like, we're in the finals. Yeah. We're in that.
What?
We're actually in that time period where you thought the Warriors would still be playing.
I really thought I wasn't going to see family.
That's cute.
And so did you, because you left that shtick alone. I had to defend myself while you left, and Evan remained in the control room. Fillmore Mike texts me. He's just trying to prove his worth. No, Michael, they gave him the bag. I'm back to Ayuk.
Here we go.
I'm just blown away. There's got to be more to it, man.
Yeah, there's not.
And you're condoning it sounds like.
No, not at all.
CeeDee Lamb got paid.
I just try
all
to
the guys in Cincinnati.
How many targets does he get a game? I think he leads the league, right?
Right, but how can you complain about something where you only experienced 3 or 4 games before you got hurt?
He endured an entire career before he got his contract.
So when do you let it go?
You did.
They gave you
the bag. I'll tell you what. Let's go to Lamar in San Francisco.
I'm getting a lot of support on this.
I'm sure you are, because it's an easy position to take.
Steiny, you're off, bro.
Tell him. What's up, Lamar? How you doing?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Hanging
like
in.
He's hanging in. It's not easy, but just keep hanging.
There you go.
Steiny, I don't agree with you too often, man, but I agree with you this time, sir.
Thank you.
We have a Devo Wright receiver, and like Fillmore Mike just texted in, man, he cares. Passion is caring, man.
Okay.
He cares about his career. He cares about his numbers. He cares about the team. He cares about the ring. If I asked you last year, or before the season, I'm sorry, I'm going to switch topics like this real quick, but if I told you that the gold medal cost us, the Warriors, a ring, would you have rather had the ring for the season, or would you have had the gold medal?
Oh, the ring for the season, and I was worried when it was announced he was going to play.
Okay. And so if we'd have chucked it up then and said, all right, a lot of the seasons, I'm all over the place, the preseason is where – the offseason is where the season starts. Mm. Brandon Ayuk has been in the doghouse for years up until this point, right? The blocking, and it is. He's a diva. He's supposed to be a diva. You want a diva wide receiver. You want someone who says, I want the ball. That's their job. We can talk about blocking and this and that. The initial job of a receiver is catch the ball. And for the team that he plays for with the Niners, it's tough. But to say that we just lost Deebo Samuel, and how many times have we seen him drop a pass last year and say, wow, hell, that could have been me. Or a missed target with this guy or this guy. The guy cares. Personally, you guys got to forgive me. I'm a homer. I love everybody that we draft. I hate to say it, even Kyle Williams and A.J. Jenkins, Chris Culliver, those guys. I love all of our guys. I mean, how many guys do you know? I mean, don't you want to have supreme confidence. How many guys on the bench for the Warriors probably said, man, we did all this to come back and we still didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's so much that these guys care about, man, and you can't put a price on someone's passion for the game. He wants to win a ring. He doesn't want to sit there and say, I'm getting paid all this money and I'm not making no plays. Who wants that? Some people will go to their work job and sit on their butts all day and say, I got a paycheck from it. This is not this guy. This is a legacy thing.
Okay, real quick, you're on fire, but you can. Everything you said, hey, it's legit, but don't be a distraction to your team. Not even 12 months after they made you one of the highest paid receivers in the game, and you need to rehab, you didn't show up to OTAs, and you're doing the Instagram stuff to send mixed messages about if you're mad or not, to me, that's why I'm disappointed. That's a distraction.
Again, I don't agree with Steiny all the time, but these are the times that we're in with the kids, and this is how they communicate,
wow.
Man.
All right. Wow.
He's a child. He's still a child, immature. But man, you just want to put players in the best position. It's a run-first team. It's not the place for him, possibly.
Mm. Good stuff, Lamar. Appreciate the call.
So is that – hey, we're just having a conversation – So, Steiny, is that where we're at?
Yes.
We're just going to ride it off as a 23-year-old is really 18?
Basically.
I'm not saying he's fully – come on, man. These are grown adults. All I'm saying is this is
– Honestly, they're not.
I believe Brandon is trying to be a distraction, and I don't think that's cool, especially while you hurt after you got paid. That's all.
I mean
– come on now.
Actually, he put – wasn't it Lamar? Lamar put a thought into my head – that you're going to hate, but
what?
I truly believe it. If you gave Curry truth serum and said, Steph, you can only get one, Olympic gold medal or your fifth title, I think he says, give me the medal.
That doesn't sound preposterous because he's already got four, and I know it's easy for me to sit here and say don't play, but I got to tell you, that don't shock me.
For example.
I don't know about that one.
But here's why. Here's why.
Healthy.
Here's why I know I'm right, even though I have no idea. Because if you told Curry right now, you could win another one, but you will have no Olympic experience. That is wiped clean. You will never, that never happened. I think he's like, let's just let it ride. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But, Evan, that fifth to put him up there with past LeBron, put him up there with Duncan, and Kobe, come on. You might be on to something.
I think Curry's I think Curry's more of that guy than we talk about.
No, I believe it.
Like the guy, like remember when Kobe won, when he won his fifth, the back-to-back against Orlando? And
oh yeah,
the first or sorry against the Celtics, and ask him, and his first answer was, "Got one more than Shaq."
Man.
Like I do think that guys are like that.
Man,
and Curry,
he did say that
getting a fifth would—he's
a killer.
I think that would mean more.
Man, yeah. Now he got me fired up about this upcoming season. I know it doesn't mean he'll get it.
But.
I know, Evan. I feel like you're representing a side. I know what you're doing.
Tell me.
No, you could be right, but Matt Steinmetz doesn't, you're not saying it's right.
I'm actually not saying it's wrong.
Wow.
What if, because let's say Curry doesn't play in the Olympics and they don't win a gold medal.
But in other words, if they lose, they would have lost. It wouldn't have been his body broke down.
But they didn't lose. Oh. They not only won, they won because of him. And it might have been one of his finest hours.
Oh, I'm talking about
in the history
Warriors.
Of his career.
Yeah.
And so,
but I'm with Evan Steiny. He wants number five.
Of
more
course
than
he
that
does.
One.
Of course he does. But I'll tell you right now, if he's sitting with four championship rings, and right beside it is that gold medal, and somebody said to him, "I'll tell you what, we'll sub out this gold medal, and you'll get another.
Yeah,
you'll get another ring." I could see him saying, yeah, I'm good.
Oh, not me.
Because you'd have to assume that the Olympics then never happened. And I think the Olympics for him might have been his crowning achievement. And he wouldn't want to let that go. And I'm going to take it further. He probably got more recognition for the gold medal than any of his titles.
No way.
Yeah, of the Olympics? Worldwide.
Carmelo has one.
He's got a few.
Yeah, with the crocodile tears.
It was the only thing not to the it Western was the Conference only thing left once. For Curry to do. Way to go, Steph.
No. He can get up there and be at the dinner table with
He's already there.
With Kobe.
He's already there.
No.
Yes, he is.
When the invitation says you can't eat unless you got five, he's not already there.
Yeah.
And he knows it. That's why they're driving him.
He doesn't care.
Stop. It's tiny.
He doesn't care. There's no difference between four and five in his mind. Four's great. Five'd be a little better, but he ain't giving up the ring. I mean, the medal.
But you're also assuming that he wouldn't have a kind of performance or moment like he did on the Olympic stage to capture a fifth title. Like, would he rather have hit his golden dagger in Game 7 of the NBA Finals?
Good question.
Or against France?
Great one.
Well, first of all, I think he probably knows his next title or this elusive fifth ring, if it ever comes,
yeah,
he's coming off the bench.
Oh, Snotty, stop. It's like 5-1-0 said it best. I'll ask you too. Barkley trade his gold medal in
Evan? He has no titles.
But
Barkley has no titles.
How much does he want that ring, though? Oh, he would trade that bad boy in a millisecond.
Curry's got four.
But five would put him in a... See, that's where
five
he jumped
puts him
off
nowhere.
Bus. Five he's comparing puts him, himself he's, to Kobe.
He's in the same
Tim
spot.
Tim Duncan, Steiny.
Well, I think this gives us a little bit of an insight to the answer. Would he have traded one of his four? If he never got a chance to play in the Olympics, never won a fifth, would he trade one of his four championships for an Olympic gold medal?
Yes.
I think you're wrong, bud.
Okay.
This dude is that dude.
Thank
he
you.
Is competitive.
Thank Ooh. You, Mr. Our great. And thank you once again for the tickets last night, Jim Mole.
I'm down on Jim.
Barkley is not a valid comparison. You got to love Mole.
I was reaching, Jim.
Yeah, you sure were.
He came down my road. I tried to say incredulous. He said spell. you let me off the hook. But anyway, this ain't about Steph. It's about Ayuk.
No,
and you're doing Radio 101, Santa Barbara College, Sunday nights. I say A, you say B. I get it. We got to have radio. But come on. Ayuk, this is not cool. I would call him and let him have it if I was his buddy.
No, you wouldn't.
What are you doing?
No, you wouldn't.
And you're hurt.
You enable. You enable bad behavior. You don't
approach
it.
Wow.
Stop!
Thank you. Tell me what you really think of me. Did you keep your tickets from last night?
Who uses a paper ticket?
Yeah, you got them on the puppet. Evan Bay, I have some.
No, but I will say that if there's ever the option to get an actual ticket, like for a comedy show or a concert or a game, I will take the paper ticket.
I'll take long. I used to store them, man. Yeah, my bad.
Why does it hurt you so much that...
That's strong.
Why does it hurt you so much that a dude would rather have a gold medal than his fifth ring?
It doesn't
No,
hurt
it does. It really bothers you.
I think
you.
You're omitting how competitive these guys are. Steph's going to be a professional golfer when he's done.
No, he's not.
Okay, listen, Steiny. He told us as much. He thinks about what that company would elevate him to. And when we're talking about Kobe Bryant and one just short of Michael, that's why they made the trade for Jimmy Butler, and that's why everything is all in for Steph. He got that building built. He made the Warriors, he took them from a great timeout to a dynasty. Blake Carrington.
Well, and I would just tell you that if he cared more about a fifth ring than a gold medal, he probably wouldn't have played in the Olympics because he knew that the Olympics were going to take something out of him, which it did. So, he gave you the answer. Now, you don't have to believe it, but he gave you the answer.
That's not true.
Evan.
And he loves it the way he said
he knew that he was coming back to play with Buddy Hield.
Oh,
another great point. By the 818, if Curry really wanted a fifth ring so badly, he would have demanded out of here 2 years ago. He knows it's over here.
Please.
He's too smart for that.
They would have beat Minnesota, Stoney. There's no doubt.
Sure.
Now it's about OKC.
Sure, but it didn't matter to him if they beat Minnesota or not. because he had his gold medal.
I just, sometimes, you, boy.
Is there anything?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sure, championship rings are nice, but every award must answer to the gold medal.
He's got his gold medal next to his Franklin Marshall signed Steinmetz jersey.
If he still has that, do you understand what the GOAT
it
conversation
was the
is predicated
last
on?
Piece.
The GOAT.
You don't
greatest
get it.
Of all time.
You don't
it's
get it.
It's about rings. Not, hey, how many Olympic ones did you get? And I love our country.
You hate to
I'm down on this. Well, I'm down on this, but you know what I mean.
The reality of the situation was, The Olympics were a higher priority for him than the regular season.
It was something to keep him out the house.
It was the last.
It was something to do basketball with his guys.
It was the only thing that was left on his resume to do. He's 4-time champion.
Get 5.
He's a 2-time MVP.
Get 5.
He's a finals MVP.
Yep.
And he needed the gold medal. And he got it. And it came at the expense of the Golden State Warriors.
He would not even have got on the plane to go over there if he thought that his hammy would blow in the off. And I'll leave that there. And we don't know for sure, and you know this, I've been holding, we don't know if that's why he got hurt. Got hurt because he had to play 46
minutes. You already took a victory
back-to-back
lap for it.
Well, yeah, take any lap I can, but come on. 87 minutes and 2 nights.
510, thank you, man. I appreciate it, 510. Matt's right. Steph's grandkids will be way more impressed by his gold medal than a 5th ring.
We don't know that.
No, yeah, we do. I think we do. I'll tell you why. So, Steph, let's say 25 years from now, big Cannon.
Yeah.
Cannon's got a big family.
Probably in the league.
Here comes Curry's grandkid. And Curry goes, let me show you some things. Okay. Seven-year-old. He's going to say, this is for winning the NBA championship. This one's for winning the NBA championship.
Yeah, two more.
So's this one. And here's another one. But this over here is a gold medal. They're going to go, wow.
Yeah, we beat Rudy Gobert.
Why is that one different, Daddy?
And then he'll say, young Cannon, why can't we beat the world team in the All-Star game? Yeah, because that's what's coming.
Yeah, right now John Stockton is telling everybody, all of his grandkids and their kids, about the dream team.
Please.
And look at this gold medal. And then the kids say, oh, is that when you beat Michael Jordan? And he goes, well, no, that never happened.
Oh, and I agree.
I love that.
I agree. A guy like John Stockton, who's never won a title, would trade his gold medal in for a championship ring.
And Barkley
ring.
Never but goes to it.
It's old hat to Curry.
When Shaq and Barkley are going at it, he never says, I got at least a gold medal. Because he knows there's nothing like winning it all.
Yeah, we beat LeBron James 3 times. Man. We beat a young future championship squad.
That was the one. Come to think
of
it,
Boston Celtics.
The one. Come
and
to
then
think
we
of
beat
it.
Evan Fournier.
Come to think of it.
That is great.
The more I think about it, the more I think the gold medal game might be his greatest accomplishment because he was actually on a team that should have been an underdog because our team stunk. But the Warriors, on the other hand, always had the best team. So I think his greatest accomplishment may have come this past summer, Goo.
No, 5-1-0. I agree. 5 rings solidify the GOAT debate.
It's already solidified.
He gets one more. Snotty.
Okay, see, and
yeah, pass LeBron and let him know it was my era, not yours.
And that's the double standard.
What's the double
standard? The double
math.
Standard is like, as great as Curry is, you're still going to measure him. Oh, 5. Oh, if he gets 5, well, now he's a better player than this. No, that's
well,
not the way it works.
You do understand.
Use your head.
No.
Use your head.
Steiny, who has the most home runs in baseball? Ever?
Bonds.
Okay,
he has no rings. I'm talking about a guy who's got 4.
The point is, he'll always be remembered. You always want to add. It's math. Don't act like Curry don't care about, my God, look at Chewy and Daryl.
It's not that he doesn't care. It's that he cares more about the medal.
And you don't know that.
I know I don't, but you don't know that it didn't.
I know number 5 keeps him up at night. And
no,
keeps
it
him
doesn't.
Training.
Shut up. It does not keep him up at night. Please.
No, what keeps him up at night is Mr. Throwback.
Hey. I hope they're not listening.
Who?
I hope they are.
The other day, you guys took shots at his show. He got canceled. I loved him in it.
No, you didn't.
I did. Evan, I loved him in it.
Oh, great call. Yep. The Olympic gold solidified his legacy. That's the other thing. Those Olympic games were legacy games. Nobody in Tanzania knew that he's won 4 titles. But the people in Tanzania know that he's a gold medal winner.
The greatest of all time is known for what? 6.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan. He's known for 6.
I don't think he's the greatest.
We don't even go to the Olympic medal. That's how prestigious that is.
Yep.
It's 6.
Nope.
And we didn't even go game 7.
Yeah.
That's so bad. Yeah. He has never been in a game 7.
It is pretty funny.
Oh, my God. Karl Malone, Stockton,
you know
Barkley,
what I remember?
Drexler.
You know what
Kirstie,
I remember? You know what
Magic,
I remember?
Magic, Vlade, Worthy.
You know what I remember?
No game 7 ever.
You know what I remember?
NBA Finals MVP. Not one.
I remember.
3 times, 4 times, 5, 6 times.
You know what? You're right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's all we wanted.
Because I you know what? No, I've just forgotten.
And that's what
I forgot.
What happened?
How sad I was decades ago when I realized that I cared more about stuff than the actual players themselves. And I know how difficult that is for you because you're just finding out that winning a title, you care more about Steph's 5th ring than he does. He goes to bed at night thinking, if I get one, it'll be great. If I don't, I've had a hell of a career.
That dude is still playing for that, man. He's told
us. He's playing for $61 million. Well, that's why he's playing.
That too. Damn, that hammy didn't go.
Well, he wouldn't have played in the Olympics. He wouldn't trade that gold medal in for a healthy hamstring in March or April. Take it to the bank. Take it. And you know what I heard? I shouldn't even say this because...
You're projecting.
No, I'm not projecting. I just didn't want to give you another example.
Give it to us.
He, at his house down on the peninsula, his rings are in a safe.
Okay.
But his gold medal is on the mantle. Don't you get it? That's the one he meant. That's the one that meant it for him. It topped off a wonderful career.
Because he doesn't mind if it melts when the house burns down.
Oh, man. Take this, not that.
There is one thing I think Curry would trade a championship ring for. And it would be a golf major.
Nope.
That's the only thing I think he'd trade a ring for, because he seems to care more about golf than anything.
Seriously, how good is he? Is he better than Tony Romo golfing? Like, how can he really be a pro golfer?
No.
After?
No.
Oh.
He cannot be a pro golfer. First of all,
I bet he played in a tournament.
Well, he does, but what I'm saying is, he can't make the PGA Tour at 40 after he retires. He'd have to wait till he's 50 to play on the Champions Tour. But he's not good enough to do that either, according to a lot of... And you know what? We got Dibley coming in on the other side. I'll bet you he's going to be able to tell
you. So was Romo a better golfer when he was playing as Curry, or are they about equal?
I think Romo's a little better. But my
point... You got to wait that long?
My point is, Dibs will tell you why Curry will not be a professional golfer, because that's his bailiwick. But, I mean, take it to the bank. The last 12 months for Steph have been about the gold medal. It's okay. On 95.7 The Game.
Steiny, you're off, bro. Way off.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.